News broke that John Boehner has announced he's going to resign not only his speakership, but his entire congressional seat at the end of October. It's big national news, but it's big news for people who live here in the Valley, because Representative Kevin McCarthy, who is out of Bakersfield, is currently the number two Republican. And a lot of people are going to be asking themselves, does he have ambitions to be the next Speaker of the House? Thomas Holyoke with Fresno State University, he's a political science professor. Do you think that Kevin McCarthy has his eyes on the speakership?
Yes, absolutely he does. I assume that right now he is working the telephones out in Washington, D.C., trying to line up support for a vote for Speaker. Kevin McCarthy has been very ambitious since he came to Washington, D.C. In Washington, D.C. terms, he really hasn't been there that long. He's already House Majority Leader. So this would be really a skyrocketing career for him if he was able to get himself elected to the speakership.
It's got to be a question, though, if the guy who currently has the job doesn't want it, why would Representative McCarthy want it?
That's a very good question. And I would think that Kevin McCarthy should be doing a bit of soul searching right now, thinking whether he really, really wants this job. As far as anybody can tell, it looks like that John Boehner was essentially miserable most of the time that he held the job as Speaker. He was always under attack by the far right wing of his party, which prevented him from being able to assemble the majorities needed to pass legislation, which would either stall everything in Congress or force Boehner to go to the Democrats, to Nancy Pelosi, for the votes needed to get things done, which of course just alienated right-wing Republicans even more. And none of that has changed on Capitol Hill. If Kevin McCarthy becomes Speaker, he will have the exact same problems, the exact same headaches.
And he's sort of cut, from my perspective, from the same cloth that John Boehner is. He's not part of the Tea Party wing. He's not part of this very noisy part of the Republican caucus right there. So do you think he will have the same difficulty uniting the Republican caucus in the House?
Yes. Kevin McCarthy is probably a little to the right of John Boehner, but he's still ultimately more of a moderate Republican, I think, than on the Tea Party side of things. And of course, as Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy has responsibility for the good of the entire chamber. He can't simply pander to one small faction of the party in the House of Representatives. He has to lead the whole House. He has to be able to get things done, and that includes working sometimes with House Democrats and includes working with Senator Mitch McConnell over in the Senate. And that's a chamber with a very different dynamic that many House Republicans do not seem to understand.
Do you think that the Tea Party wing of the Republican Party would put up another candidate? Is there going to be a battle for the speakership?
I would be surprised if there was not a battle for the speakership. There has been so much criticism from the Tea Party of the leadership, and not just of John Boehner, but of the entire House leadership and the Senate leadership too. So yeah, I would think that someone might well emerge from the Tea Party faction. However, I doubt that person would be able to bring the votes together to defeat Kevin McCarthy. And indeed, it was always one of the odd things about these leadership challenges that the Tea Party wing of the Republicans in the House frequently criticized Boehner, but they never had a candidate who would be able to take the speakership away from him. So again, that same dynamic is here now.
So is it an issue of if McCarthy wants it and he dials up the phones, do you think it's his job if he wants it?
Well, it's probably his to lose, but he has to be able to get a good strong majority inside the Republican caucus, and that's going to mean holding together a lot of different factions. Even if he loses the Tea Party faction, it's going to be difficult.
But it is a point that I sometimes need to remind myself of. It's fun to watch politics, but this could have big implications for the people who live in his district in Bakersfield and California in general. Speaker of the House is third in line to the presidency. This could mean really good things in terms of attention in that district and in the Valley.
It has an upside and it has a downside. And the upside, as you said, is that all of a sudden Kevin McCarthy becomes that much more powerful, which means if Kevin McCarthy really, really wants a piece of legislation benefiting the Valley, perhaps dealing with water and the drought, then the chances are higher that he'd be able to get that through the House, though not necessarily through the Senate. On the other hand, if Kevin McCarthy becomes Speaker of the House, then he's really a national figure. He's a national leader for the Republican Party, and that means he has a lot of other responsibilities outside of his Bakersfield district. In fact, he's responsibilities that will keep him away from his Bakersfield district. So constituents may actually see less of him if he becomes Speaker.
And, I mean, responsibilities, they're going to happen right away. I mean, they got to have a budget done by the end of October. There's all these questions about Planned Parenthood. There's a contentious Republican presidential nomination going on. I mean, that's a full plate. Right.
Absolutely. And not only all those things, but the Speaker is expected to do significant fundraising for the Republican Party. Now, to an extent, as House Majority Leader, Kevin McCarthy is doing all of these things already, but he will have to do it that much more if he becomes Speaker of the House. So he will have significant national responsibilities, and some people may feel that he has a lot less time for Bakersfield.
And so just given all the difficulties we talked about, just the challenge of the job and the challenge of this job in this time and the challenge of the job generally, you still think it's something that he wants?
Well, I haven't not seen any indication otherwise. I mean, everyone in Washington is still dealing with this bombshell. In fact, it's not even clear to me at this moment if Kevin McCarthy was given much prior notice from Boehner that this was going to happen. However, it is consistent with what we've seen of Kevin McCarthy in the last few years, that he is ambitious to climb the leadership ranks in the House of Representatives. You know, he mounted a very aggressive campaign to become House Majority Leader not too long ago.
Well, best to him, I guess.
Best to him.